Okay. So we want to talk a little about the Av Melacha of Dush. The Yesod of Dush is found in the Rabbeinu Hananel in the, the Av Melacha part of Masechet Shabbos, where he talks about the difference between Borer and Dush, and he says at a certain point, Hadush hu hameparik apsolas hamechuberes ba'ochel u'michinotam lebreira. What did he say? Dosh is separating solus and ochel that are attached in some way, which is then a preparatory for breira, which is sorting. Meaning, dosh and breira, dosh and borer, or disha and breira, are both separating. They're different means, definitions of separating. One is separating things that are physically attached to one another, like breaking. Dosh is breaking apart the ochel from the solus. And we'll see, it's only ochel and solas, that's not, or two things of very different statuses, like ochel and mashke. And borer is when, perhaps when, or even if, we'll see whether it's a when or even if, my focus, when they're not physically attached, and they're just mixed the bottle together, separating them and sorting them into different piles. So that's what dosh is about, breaking things apart, even if they're still mixed together and need breira. Dosh is the breaking the ochel from the solar. Okay, what kind of? Here, there's a big machlokes in the Achronim, big confusion. What kind of connection, what kind of attachment do the ochel solar have that breaking it apart would be dosh? Rashi, for example, says on the fourth line of the Dafayim Dalid, the hanami mifrika mi levoshu. Right, it's taking it out of a levosh, of a encasing. Right, so it could be that dosh means what's the classic dosh? Actual disha is, I don't know if anyone's ever been a farmer, but you harvest your grains and the grains are in husk. And what you have to do is break apart those pots to get the grains out. It's still mixed in together. Then you do zoreh to actually separate into separate piles the husk and the grains. But first you have to break them apart before you can zoreh to separate them into separate piles. And that is threshing. Threshing was traditionally done with oxen. The ox, you would put it on the floor and the ox would drag some very heavy thing with all kinds of teeth to crush, to break all the husk. Okay, that all I know. I'm sure real farmers understand a lot better. So the grain is inside the husk, some sort of shell, right? The equivalent of a pod, if you, in peas, let's say. I mean, botanical equivalent, doesn't look the same. So Rashi mentions the word levush, and there are some achronim who think that the definition of disha is breaking out an ochel that is encased in a psoleth, but only when it's encircled and encased. One of the places you see that is, we mentioned this, is Shin Lamed Vav. Remember, in Shin Lamed Vav, we have a case of breaking apart ochel and psoleth. If you recall, the, 1 second, don't go away. Shin Lamed Vav Ches, you're for sure going to remember, Yichor Shel Ilan Benif Shach Me'er Shabbat Me'ilan Vol Peirot, a branch that was already broken off. Remember, the Shemur says to be on the safe side, we'll only make it broken off with Gamrei, so we don't have to get into how broken off is already organically disconnected. You can take the fruit off a branch on Shabbos if the branch is already cut off the tree. So why isn't that Disha? Because after all, you're separating the solet, the branch, from the ochel, from the fruit. So, we didn't discuss this at the time, but the pre-Megadim there says, Mefarik, wait, kind of not Mefarik, Mefarik is a total of Dutch. It's not Mefarik. The Mefarik Einu El Mashet Pomon Besoch HaKlipa. This is the pre-Megadim, Shin Lamed Vav, Mishpat Zav Ches. Pomon, only if it's in hidden inside, in peace. Uborer leka and therefore it's okay. So he says, okay, why it's not borer? Maybe it's alter many reasons why it's not borer. So basically, the prima gadim there said that the definition of this is the big discussion, the egli tal that I put in brackets and two cuttings. What the physical structure, which is subject to A dosh says the prima garden there only if it is enclosed. Okay, that works with some of the Rishonim more than others. For example, in Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara has a Havamina. So that.
He says it on his own.
But just to explain that, Ramah. I'm saying it works very well for this Rashi, although problem is not going to work for other Rashis that they could help point out. That on Lamed Gimel, on Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, Amar Papa Haiman to show the people of Dikla, someone who throws a quad at a palm tree, but after Tamre and knocks down dates, Chai Shai Mashman told Joshua, Farik, Rashi Omer, Ain, Dar, Fleshu, and they're picking up a cow. Okay, it's Chai Twight, one for Kolish, which is a total kosher. You're picking it off the tree by throwing a rock or a pot of dirt at it. And once for Mefarik, which is told of Dosh. And we pass it not that way because the Rashi says, no, you're not Chai, that's only if you're a body. That's not the normal derech of either of these things. That's a weird way of doing it. Okay, but no one's denying that it's the Malacha. The Havni must go to the Gemara. My folks in the Gemara just did consider Kedark over it or Kalak or Yad. What is the Mefarik here? So Rashi says that what's Mefarik? Mefarik is a lotion of Horek, of removing a burden, right? Like Kriko Tina, right? Like you take the load off the donkey. Viga, etc. The Av, the Mefarik Hatvar, Min Ha Mechvadot. The Mechvadot are the branches. You're taking the tzmarim off the branches. That sounds like just breaking off, even if it's not enclosed, is chorer. And then Tosfos says, "A nira doesn't make any sense." Rather, he quotes Rashbam. No, what it means is there's a klipa on the date, and when it falls on the ground, the klipa gets knocked off. Okay, so Tosfos works well for this prima gadim. Not only when it's enclosed, the dosh is only getting something out of an enclosure. And that's why for Krita, we all know the toll of dust, right? You're getting the breakers out where it's enclosed in the crate, and etc.
Where did Rashi have the lush from the flush?
I don't know. So what is the gather of dust slash with Barik, right? So fed the prima godin, shin lamid bug, a shalom raham chef, and nika tofu. I give it on a bay only if it is enclosed. There are some who want to rescue Rashi and say, oh, what Rashi means is the branches go all around it and enclose it. That's all from the fire, although that's not the simplest shot. Oh, that's what I meant. Yeah, thank you. Good point. Yes, that is a proper correction. That's one derech. However, Rashi is a little tricky. Why? Because Rashi in Ayindal Amud Aleph says that Mefarik means when something is enclosed in something. Likewise, Rashi in Daf Tzadi Hey says milking a cow is Mefarik full of dust, because even though the milk is not attached to the inside of the udder. Okay, so the rest of the sentence is enclosed in the udder. That sounds like something enclosed. Likewise, the egg-like cow deals with this. It depends, if you have to know what it looks like. On Rashi, in the bottom of Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, talks about menafates and menafate, which means the separating the hishton and semergethin, that's cotton. Cotton and linen, separating the seeds from the fibers. In this case, taka, you want the fibers. And he talks about that it's, you know, something is inside something. Okay. But the Rashi about the mechbados, the Rashi about in the middle of the days, let's say, I throw the clog, it knocks off the palms, the dates, and says the tari, because it's coming off the branches. Right? That is a little strange. That sounds like, even if it's not enclosed, it's pulled up. And therefore, what the egg-like cow seems to assume, you put the two subcutaneous eggs held together, is that Rashi thinks that it encloses something pulled up, even if it's not attached. So it's body hates that the milk's not attached, but it's still full of dust. And if it's attached, like the dates, the branches, but not enclosed, it's also dust. Maybe Rashi thinks either way is dust. Maybe either way is not the eye. Yeah, maybe he thinks the Av is only good for half damage post. And they're totally the way, but Rashi, Lefi, Egle, Kal, either, maybe if it's either enclosed, even if it's not attached, or attached, maybe either way. There are other shitas as well. The Egle Kal is Medayik from the Taz. That, yeah?
I remember saying that you read it.
What? So, we started the Rina Fanano. He says that means breaking things apart. It's both separating them, but there is another Rina Fanano. There is a Rina Fanano in, maybe this one you meant, by the Menafet and Menafet. There's a Machlokis, what Menafet and Menafet meant, which the Gemara says, are told us, Tana Hadosh, Menafet and Menafet, Kulam Alacha Achasim. Rashi says it means separating the seeds of the linen and flax from the fibers. But that's not what Rina Fanano says, right? What does Rina Fanano say? Rabbeinu Hanano says, give me a second. Hamenapet no free safruris min ha'ochel. Not exactly clear what he means by the next words, but he says, like kicking dirt off something. Kicking dirt off something, he says, is dust. Saying dirt off something is dust. Apparently, he thinks we're talking about the dirt that is somehow attached to it in a way that makes it dust as opposed to bover. Lachor, it's not encased in it. Simple pshat Rabbeinu Hananel is that it's just attached to it, in which case Rabbeinu Hananel would work well, not with the prima gadda. Maybe even, give me a second, and then we'll see if I answer your question. The Egle Kal understands we go to Shinur Tes, which is the next, Shofan Aruch on our record. There's a Taz that cut Dalid, where it's not exactly clear what he means. What does he say? He says you're not allowed to break the kitnios that are attached to their sharvitim, which is their pods. Even if they're already detached on Friday, you can't take the kitnios out of the klipos. Unless you want to eat it right away. Unless you want to eat it right away, that gives away if you're talking about poker. It says, it is already detached, it's not dosh, it's just poker. Because there's no hesher b'alter right now. Right? So whenever someone says, what do you want to hear anyway, you need to say, on the lower level, that's poker. Now, what if you mean this is already detached, there's no more dosh? So it's not so clear. You might mean it's just detached the government sitting in the midst of the pile. But the Eglital understand that maybe what he means is even if it's enclosed, if you shook it to it detached, maybe that's not borer. So says the Taz, again, I'm not convinced he's right. The Eglital, he said only if it's attached. We don't actually care whether or not it's enclosed. Either direction, we only care if it's attached. Whatever's attached is borer. If you take these two shots in, whatever's attached is dust, then have come around, blah, shim, and blah, let you take the fruits off the tree, off the branch. If taking off things that are attached, even if they're not enclosed, is dust, have there one day, the branch fell off the tree before Shabbat, you can take the fruits off the branch on Shabbat. So then, after they said, no, it's only things which it's normal to do that way. It's normal to take the husk off and take this off and that off after you pick it, but it's not normal to take fruits off the branch after it's picked. Because every normal person they spruce off the branch while still attached to the tree. So the reason for the heter, you mean what the heter for the Ramah? The Ramah, what did I say it was? Pet or something?
Yeah.
Pet?
Okay.
Why is it Moser? That's Pasha. Because it's not enclosed. Says the Egle Kal, no. Because you never remove fruits from tallish branches. You only supposed to remove fruits from the branches when the branch is on the tree. It's an accident the branch fell off the tree and then you have to take the fruits off afterwards. Since there's nothing ever done, it's not called off. It's only fruits things that are sometimes done, not things that are never done except for freak accidents. Okay, yeah.
How to tie himself on that? Because he asked in Kasha, then he says, "What does I hate in the Talmud?" And that's what I'm asking.
Yeah, so it's very unclear what he means. Who had a discussion with me about this? Yeah, Aryeh. It's very unclear what that tav means in Shin Lamed Vav. What his question was, what his answer was, right? The way the Prima Gadim read him, he's really trying to culture the whole time. So it's he says something, but we're not sure what he means because the opening of the tav and the close, the end of the tav don't really match. He says, isn't there some problem of dash? And he says, no, because here there's no problem of kotzer because it's tosh. And he never, so it's very unclear what he meant. We can discuss it later. You can look at the Prima Gadim. You can like it, not like it. But we're not sure what he meant there, right? We're just not sure what he meant there. Okay, I'll mention one other thing that the Bir Halacha in Shin Yotes Vav mentioned. The El Yoraba quotes the Maharash and the Maharil, who have a weird shot. Maharash and the Maharil, they're quoted in the El Yoraba. In the Bir Halacha, not at length. There's a short Bir Halacha here, relatively short Bir Halacha here, who says, what does he say? He says, Maharash Rosh Elatad Zharz Minigolam, Ayin Shan Tinich, Gedvarav, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. Mel Rava Ubekitzer, the Bir Halacha. In Shin your test, Bob, the real doesn't see what they say. He says,
we'll see the content in a second.
Only if enclosed and not attached. If it's attached, that's not dust, because dust can't be breaking apart one piece. For us, it has to be two separate items. A separate item, they have to be disattached. But the dust has to be one enclosed and the other. Now, the Eglie Pop says, I don't think you know how we throw this. I think not only the eternal enclosed enough in the Pop is also attached. The other round thing is not, I didn't check it myself. Not a fucking, maybe it depends on the straight of wheat, maybe it depends on where you live. Anyway, they say only enclosed and docked enough.
Is the claim here that everyone is already working with Jim Rashi of Silabush? Or so the Pop doesn't seem like you'd be staying in Silabush?
No, not at all. Enclosed is the same as the language of the world.
Okay. But then the Maharash and the Maharil maybe are working on that.
Yeah. Although I don't know how they, not really, because they wouldn't put the Rashi down the state, so that's why they're so smart. Okay. But off that language, let's say. Okay, so here we have a big mess. Exactly what is together of the type of connection, the breaking of which constitutes dust. Halach of the Maitha, we don't have a clear hakra in this. And it seems from the Chron that we're just makra on all the possibilities. Okay, this would be the most makra possibility. Lemaitha, since it's very unclear, we can't get a clear hakra. It's a fascinating theoretical question. But Lemaitha, we would be makra that whether it's enclosed, not attached, attached, not enclosed, attached, and enclosed. Either way, we'd be machmir that dust breaking apart. Oh, what about that Raman Shin Lamed Vav? How can I dig apples off a branch that already fell off before Shabbat? Ah, so there's only dust to do things, which is sometimes done by regular people in regular life. And no one ever takes apples off a branch that's already off the tree, unless a freak accident happened. And that's why it's not dust. The special answer. Even though it would be in the normal gather of dust.
Okay. That is by way of, let's say,
introduction. Of course, anyone ever graced on Shabbat? Someone has to be graced on Shabbat here. Yes, I mean, everyone here probably agrees on Shabbat, but that's a strange allergy, the allergy that I've never heard of, because grapes are delicious. And Shabbat is a mitzvah to be delicious, so therefore, of course, we need grapes on Shabbat. When we eat grapes on Shabbat, we're taking the grape off the stalk, which is a normal thing that farmers do after it's cut off the grapevine. It's not like the weird Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. So according to that Prima Gadim Shimon Bar Yochai, makes sense. Why can't we take grapes off the what do you call it? The eshkol, the cluster, whatever the stem, why can't we take grapes off the stem on Shabbat? Of course, because not enclosed in it like wheat or any other grains or like all grains of legumes are all. In a pot, one sort of another, very different types. But according to the word, we're going to be not there, not like that.
After all, based on putting the Rashi, all the Rashi together, the Rashi we talked about it being a code, the Rashi was by the eggs, the code by the catch, the Rashi was by the gentleman, made by the weird guy who knocked down date palms, where it's attached but not enclosed, then why can you pick grapes off the stem on Shabbat? Okay.
We'll have to put that on our list of mysteries as the things that we're not sure why they're much. Okay, so that's the first one on our list of mysteries that we'll get to in a few minutes. But first, let's go to Shin Yud Tet. Okay, really, there's no simon of dust. There's only a simon for a toldo of dust called, not even Bari, but Krita, right? There's a simon for a toldo of dust called Krita. Why? Because that comes up all the time. Actual dust just doesn't come up a lot in regular life. Because it's mostly something that farmers do, which, you know, no one...
So they're not really written for people who work on the farm on top. It's written for, like, normal or Dutch Jews who understand they're not going to go take their oxen and go threshing on shop. So there's no simon of... It creates a plenty. That comes up all the time. But there's no simon of... Actual dust, it's not something that comes up a lot. You get once the if of actually removing something from the husk, from the shell, in the middle of Shin Yud Tet, which we probably know is the simon of Borer. Right? So in the middle of Borer, we get once the if of molel and melilos. Molel and melilos means you have grain. I don't know if we've ever gotten grain in the wheat and barley. I've never seen wheat or barley. And it's, I guess, something we should try to do one day. I've never seen melilos, wheat or barley in the husk. I've only seen wheat ground up into flour in a vacuum sealed, pre-sifted bag, and barley in the bag with the ready to put in the chalet. But there are other things that we get in the pod, right? Edamame. Anyone ever eaten edamame beans? Those come in the pod. It's not the same shape pod, but it's botanically well. Peas we get in the pod, snap peas we get in the pod, right? We eat the pod, but there are peas inside the pod. Peanuts, you've seen peanuts in the shell? Yeah. Peanuts also like in what?
They grow in that shell.
Yes, they do. The peanuts are in the, are legumes in a pod.
Additional
shell. All right, because peanuts aren't nuts, peanuts are legumes. Yeah. Without getting into Pesach controversy. When my father was a kid, every Orthodox Jew used planters peanut oil on Pesach, OUP, and that was the only oil anyone used on Pesach. Every Orthodox Jew, including Rav Moshe Feinstein. But okay, we're not going to use that. Now, peanuts have nothing to do with nuts. They are legumes, and they are much more parallel to peas. Anyway, so mola melilo means you can imagine you take it and you rub it, mola with little to rub. How do you break it? You're not doing threshing with the oxen. You take it and you're rubbing your hands like this. You put a few in your hands, you go like this, and you break the shell. Okay, then how do you do borer and separate the shell from the pieces? Okay, that's right, the Shin Yud Tet. I picked up a few good borer tricks that I use during weekdays from these sugyas, but that will leave for borer. What? You can eat the kernel of wheat raw if it's very fresh, or you could eat it toasted. But my impression is they're talking about eating the kernel of wheat raw, which sounds gross to you, but if it's very fresh, then it is delicious. Same as corn. If you go to the supermarket and buy corn, you're going to eat that raw? Anyone ever eat corn raw from the supermarket?
That's
either boiled or grilled or whatever. But if you go to the field and you pick the corn, you can eat it when it's fresh. A lot more things are edible when they're fresh. So nearly that's what's going on here. So there's a steer in the Gemara about molel melilos. There are three Gemara. First of all, molel melilos. For sure, offer without it. Offer molel melilos kedarko. What level of Isser is it to be molel melilos kedarko? Says the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Ain't molel melilos. You can't be molel melilos, meaning normally.
Says the Mishnah Brura here, why can't you be Lola Melilos normally? Mishnah Brura, Sifkatan, Chaf, and Melilos Shmol Shibonke, the Parker Dog Mitova, Osmane Shem Nere Kedok. The word Nere, what does that mean? It's an Ithar, Durabonan. It's similar to Dosh. It doesn't mean Maris Ayan. It just means similar to. Nere doesn't mean Maris Ayan. No, it means similar to. It looked like it, meaning it's similar to it, and therefore Chazal word goes there. Don't take it too far. Okay, it's only Drabbanan. Where does he get that from? Says in Shar Tzion, Rashi says that it's only Drabbanan Nira Kadosh. And why did Rashi think that maybe if they're matter with the Shinoi, it was Mistaber to Rashi that it's only the only matter with the Shinoi because it is me de Rabbanan. He says, because then the Havmin is where they're mapped without a Shinoi and Yantiv, so Rashi thinks it's only Drabbanan. Okay, but then he points out at the end that the Rach and the Aruch says, Menapate the Menapate. Menapate is getting rid of the dirt, but Menapate is Mola Melilos, the Rach said. Said the Rach, Bechain Menapate, right? I left off and didn't explain those words. Bechain Menapate, Mola El Shibolim. So he says Menapate is Mola Melilos, and it says, that's Malacha Achet, says that's Malacha Gemurah, right? So obviously the Rechon, the Ur says the same thing, Mash Vili the right. So the Machloket, what about Molel Melilos Kidarko, says Rashi, Asher Midrabanan, says Rabbeinu Chanan, and the Aruch, Asher Midrabanan. Okay, everyone. You know, most of the later Rishonim, but certainly the Achrona were not influenced by the Rechonon of the Aruch, they were influenced by Rashi. So that seems to be the mainstream. That's how the Mishnah Brura popped in. The Mishnah Brura. He goes with Rashi, that's only Drabbanan. It's not clear why it's only Drabbanan. I mean, you want to say it's not the Avmalacha because you're doing it a different way than you do in the field. But like you're breaking the wheat out of the husk, it's mamish dush. Why would it only be drabbanan? The Mishnah Brura does not explain.
In the Gemara, doesn't Rashi use a different lashon as far? Yeah, Rashi and Beit is basically it's giving
the time. It's funny why the Mishnah Brura said here. No, Rashi says here. Yes. Why does he quote in the Rashi tells you why? The dosh till achar yad hu. What does he mean here? The dosh till achar yad hu. Meaning it's not the normal kind of it's not the normal way to do it in the field with well. Why one second. Here? Okay, I don't want to get too lost in this. There is an Eglay Tal about this. But I don't know if I remember. Where it is. Here we are. Okay, there must There must be another reason I'm forgetting. There must be another reason. I'm forgetting. Okay, let's leave for now. As a Maisa, Rashi clearly says that it is, he quotes here, Rashi says, unless there's another Rashi, but I don't want to spend all day on looking for it. Let's leave for now. Okay, the Maisa doesn't make such an meaning knowledge of Milam Malilos. The question is, what about Bashima? And here we have a stira between two Gemara. What does the Gemara say that we just mentioned? Beitza, daf, yud, beiz, on beiz. What does it say? Sorry, give me a second. Hamola Malilos may Erev Shabbos, etc., etc. Philo Tema Biyanta, then it says Molam Malilos Erev Shabbos, Erev Yanta. We said you're allowed to be Molam Malilos for Yanta. Why is the Erev Shabbos Erev Yanta? The answer is no. Really, you're allowed to be Molam Malilos on Yanta. This is not Shabbos, that's the Erev Shabbos. For the sake of parallelism, that's right, that Erev Yanta, meaning you're allowed to do it on Yanta and on Erev Shabbos, but not on Shabbos. So here we have a Thira Beitha, Yud Beis, Amud Beis, says author Lil Lol Malilos. The Shabbos only Mutar and Yantin. But what's the but? Shabbos Dach. What does it say? Shabbos Kuf Kuf. Amud Beis says, Shabbos Kuf 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 Amud Aleph right here. Chavile Sia Eiz over Cornis, etc. Mizdakvim B'Shabbos V'Ochel, etc. Umolel V'Ochel Uvachlo Yimlo B'Kli Harbe. You could do Malila as long as you don't do a lot with the Kli. And that's what you do. I'm saying Mola Brush is also only with your fingertips. The Ochel. As long as you don't do a lot with your hand, there's Shalot B'Chol. But basically, you're allowed to do Malila on Shabbat. Mutter Limlo is Shinoi B'Shabbat. So, how do you resolve this Stira? Anyone? What? What seems to be the easiest way to resolve this stira? What? Shina and Kedarko, right? Which is the derech of which kind of Rishonim? What? Mostly Rishonim Sfarad, the Rif, the Rambam, the Rush, many others. One derech is the Rif, the Rambam, the Rush. Okay, let me deal with it. That's a pretty good trio, right? It says he talks like two out of those three. They say this is talking about without a Shinoi. Let's go out with the Shinoi. See, the reason why that's not so obvious is because we're not learning those Yetzes now. The Gemara there says, Mutter and Yetzes, Mutter and Shabbat. So if it's Mutter and Shabbat without a Shinoi, then he's going to Mutter and Yetzes without a Shinoi. That's a big hit, right? But then it's all about the Yetzes. That it's Mutter and Yetzes without a Shinoi and Yetzes. Okay, so that's how they can deal with it. However, what does Tosfos say? What? Exactly. Tosfos says author, right? Tosfos says author. Okay, where do you go with that? So, let's put the Tosfos doesn't say exactly, but what does the Mordechai and the Ran say? They say that no, really it's author, with Farage, Motor, Lirake. Lirake means we misunderstood the whole Gemara about Kof Kofkes. It didn't mean you're allowed to break the seed out of the hop. No, you eat the hop of these species, the evil cornet, whatever they are, just you want to salt in it. So you roll it the salt in it. Rolling it the salt in it, that's mutter with a kiwi. Why? I guess it won't look like maybe you're rolling it to break it. Right? But you're not breaking it, right? You're not breaking it. So therefore, of course it's mutter. Then follow more, says in different shop.
He says it is author in Dagon and Kidneyot. Or let me say better. The Gemara base is talking about Mahal Adam. Is Oscar and Mahal Adam. And then the Gemara is talking about a Havile Sia's of the Cornus. I'm not bucking what these things are. Says this is Mahal Behema. This is a special heter only in Mahal Behema. Why is this special heter only in Mahal Behema? Look, Ora, there, you have to go into it because really the animals can be with the husks, so therefore they're both okel, so less, and even though and for people they're really both so less, because people don't usually eat either the husk or the beef. For animals they're both okel, and so even if a person wants to eat it, so it's not really a real dosh, because the husk is not different than the seed, because machal behema. Okay. Bottom line, what comes out of this is that we have two. What's the real question? The real question is, ha'em mutter limlo melilo b'shavet al yedei shinoi in a normal case. Yeah, versus no, and Tosla is definitely full. No. Right. Probably like the Mordechai and the Ran. Although they're not so they don't specify so much. Okay. Lemaisa, right? Let's put Tosa here. What? Okay, but I don't know if that tells us the answer to this. Okay, so let's see how we pop it. How do we pop it on both sides? Back to the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch. Shen yotetz vav. Ein olam alilot ela molel b'shinoi ma'at b'roshe t'va'osa. What? Where do I have to put a psik in this sentence? Shinoi ma'at. Right? You have to put a psik there. It doesn't mean it's a small sheep. It means it's written in a very bad way. But it means you can do a little with a shinoi. How do you do a shinoi? With your fingertip. A shinoi fingertip, as opposed to your whole hand. Okay, you could do a little with your fingertips. And as a Rabbi he should far call him Tovji Balim. Hova in a far akalacher yad, kide lechol shari. It's mutter, the head of shinoi by Isha. The head of shinoi by Isha, that's the first day. Right? This is the first day. First day of the heter of Shinoi by Isha. Why is there a heter of Shinoi by Isha? No, are you normally allowed to? I mean, no one asked this question, but I'm just curious. Are you normally allowed to do malacha for Achriyat Shabbat? That shouldn't be a hard question. No. So how come here, the Rambam says, there's no problem for Achriyat's mother? That's not clear. It could be because. Maybe Molin will be able to see the dark over the rock is only Drabana. Thank you. Do it. Hey, a Drabana and then another Shinoi and or wherever you drop up there. Maybe she does why might be Drabana. Meaning maybe because it's very far from the Raisa, because the Raisa is precious. Molin will be able to already drop on it. Molin will be able with your fingertips is like a is a faint imitation of the Drabana. Maybe that's what they were made of. Because it's a kalakrayan on top of something which is very far from the original Loraisa in the first place. Or it could be, and this is something we'll see again and again through the past, but I haven't seen it in the classic Achronim. We know that when it comes to not the during the past, of course, there, so that's Oreya and Korish. Once you get to Duck and On, certainly when you get to Vorer, when we get to Vorer, it's also to do Vorer, but it's more than to do it not in the way of Vorer, in the way of Achila. When it comes to Lot, you're not allowed to do Lot, but it's more to Rishino. When it comes to Token, you're not allowed to do Token, but it's more to Rishino. Basically, you know, all the Malachos that have to do with eating, you find it here in Rishino. Vorer, Lush, Token, Dutch, nothing with Vato. With Vato, that's not something you do at the team, right? But at the table, you cut your food, you break into little pieces, you take the good part of you, mush things. These are all things which are very, very close to Machima. It could be that Chazal are principle, even though I didn't find this in the class, I got further, I find things in Talibur. Could be just an underlying rule Chazal had. Achila is mokra for malacha. When something is borderline, is a malacha that borders on achila, once you're ready to destroy that particular realm of achila, that would be bad. So it could be, again, more than any of that front, I'm going to find very dark explanation. Why poke a mother of a gene? Right? Why did I crumb peppercorns with the handle of my knife? So, let me insight you, I think the answer is because something that's close to achila and you do it for shinoi, that means it not from malacha to malacha to bet, but from malacha to achila, and achila is mukka from malacha. Achila is the answer. Okay, captain, look, he's dying, you can like it, you cannot like it, but that's the first sheet. The first sheet that is that, dosh is mukka b'shinoi, exactly.
Though when maybe bring a rat to Rebbe, the Ramad maybe matches a little bit. Oh, they know in paragraph like yeah, kidei lechol,
exactly, kidei lechol, right? Kidei lechol, the hetter achila. You know, again, you could say hetter achila sort of like alam d'shoy achila is ma'piya, the getter of malacha a little, or you could just say no, they feel bad and they want to be able to eat, so they were more meiko. Either way, the hetter achila, you're right. The Ramad's been doing it like me. Okay, so I have the one on my side.
But at some point, you're going to use your teeth and your body to affect the food.
Yes.
It's loaded in the throat of mouth of the
turn. Correct. And that's also part of the time that people say. After all, you're going to do all these things. Anyway, it's not point. Okay. However, V.H. Machmir and Mordechai Baran, etc. Right. So here we have the Machaber. Right. If you're starting, you're done. It's Mother, the Sheena who rushed it both of with your finger. If you're Ashkenazi, this is the Yesh Omer, I know Yesh Machmir. Different. And the rabbi said, no, Yesh Omer, just offer somebody else. There's nothing you can do. And therefore, what's his maskana? The Lachain Osher Lifrok, a Gozim Luzim, or a Gozim Gedolim, he talks the Pots and Hayroka. That's not his maskana yet. That's just the elucidation of the Machmir. According to the Machmir of Amol and Malilos, they're not only Machmir on Hadbabot, on greens and legumes. They're all for Machmir and Ha'ifet. On the Klipa Yeroka of nuts. Okay, you ever see the Klipa Yeroka of nuts? No, I've never seen a nut in the store with a Klipa Yeroka. As a matter of fact, you know, a city dweller is saying, what Klipa Yeroka is he talking about? Like this, the wood one, and then under the weird. Okay, on a tree, if you go to see nuts growing on a tree, you don't see like those brown, woody things coming off the tree. You see green like things coming off the tree. But outside is like a green soft layer that is the, you know what it's like? Someone told me this once, a peach or something. Do you know that you could break open the pit of a peach and you'll find like things inside that some people eat? You ever eat those?
I think you can find them.
What? They have cyanide in them, but you can eat a little. So a little bit, correct, it's fine. Like, if you eat a lot of them, you die, like, very quickly. But if you eat a little, then it's fine. So a little fine, it's fine. Again, check with your doctor before you decide what to do. But what I've been told is that if you eat a little cyanide, it's fine. But if you eat too much of them, you will die. And therefore, it probably behooves you to get advice from someone who did not spend a lot of years in wine cola, but rather learn science before you actually eat them. But it really matters the same thing. Imagine the flesh of the peach is like we've been worked up. The pit of the peach is what we think of as the shell, the hard wooden-like shell. And what's inside the peach pit is like the actual nut that we eat. It's much the same thing mechanically, just what good to eat and what bad to eat is different. Either way, the middle wooden layer of film meat is too hard. The inside layer is edible either way, just in something that is cyanide and enough of the cyanide. And the outside layer in a peach is delicious, and in a nut is inedible. Oh, but it's not in a rough book, right? It's minus the exact same thing. Fruits are fruit, or at least stone fruits are stone. Now, the Klipa Yeroka, what is Rabbi assuming here? He's assuming peach is only shy for the Klipa Yeroka, not to the wooden, the hard Klipa. And therefore, just like peach, you can't be mola lamibo, or the Machmir, you also can't pick up the Klipa Yeroka, even Bashiwe. Right? And what, so what if he passed in? It's good to be makir since you can do without. Meaning, the Ramah really makir lekula. Right? He doesn't even say, tov lahakmir, not to eat them. He's not makir lekula. He doesn't say, tov lahakmir, don't eat them until after Shabbat, you know, unless you're, you know, in Dallas or, you know, or whatever. He says, no, tov lahakmir if you can find another way around.
But not with the green?
Yes. Tov lahakmir if you can find another way around it. But that's a very weak tov lahakmir. It's only tov lahakmir if you can find another way around it. Over lahakmir, think, another way around it. Tov lahakmir is here before Shabbat, of course. So what's the stock of the Ramah? The stock of the Ramah, what does the Ramah actually say? The din is that it's mutter, but it's tov let hot mirror. Now the acronym goes a little crazy. What exactly does it mean that you can eat it without her? What does it physically mean? Setting the master not to take off the cleaver you roll the nuts on Shabbat, because you can do it, you can eat it without. How do you eat it without taking off the cleaver you roll? Right? Very, very unclear. It was obvious what he meant. Maybe if you lived in his time and you knew how that what they did in their kitchens, it would be obvious to you. What the acronym says he means is that what you could do is, you could, instead of taking off the klipa yeroka, you could crack it in half and leave the klipa yeroka attached. Leave it all attached and crack it in half. And when you leave it all attached and crack it in half, then you take out the nuts from the wooden klipa. But you never separate anything, like you leave the wooden klipa attached to the klipa yeroka, and that's not called disha, the klipa yeroka. Okay, so that's what it means. You can just crack it in half and leave the klipa yeroka attached to the wooden klipa. And therefore, that's not disha because you haven't detached the klipa yeroka from anything. Okay, that is a kiddush that falls not disha. That's called not disha. But that's what he says. Better not to do it that way. We don't have any klipa yerokas. So for us, what does this mean? It's better be not for an avoid having to use the kula of molim levilos v'shinoy, if possible.
So I can frame it in my head. Is this different than the idea of like eating an orange? The only way you can eat an orange is to get rid of the peel. Meaning you're not able to eat the food. Do you also have to prepare other foods like this on Shabbat as well?
Let's get there. Okay, give me a second. Yes, but for reasons which are still mysterious.
Okay.
Depending how far we got in the course.
What would be for sure the case?
I didn't get there.
I can tell.
Yeah.
You can't take off the green shell or even b'shinoi, right? You can't take off the green shell because you have it, or rather, it's property in machmer and not take off the green shell even b'shinoi. If it doesn't have a green shell, it has to cover. Now, can we make a list someplace, the mystery list? Of thing?
A green shell that has to
one second. Thing which are just not disha. The list of things that are not disha, and no one explained why. Somebody explained why. Number one, about the wooden shell of the nut. Right? Meaning, that's not disha, and no one has to tell you why.
Like some black people?
What? Except where you're in the I don't know. Did they say stuff like that? I'm just saying things in the coral. Right?
No.
The hard shell of the nut is not disha, and no one told us why. Of course, from our own experience, we know the people who suffer are people on Shabbos.
Yeah,
that's not disha. No one told us why. That's the hard shell of the nut. That's fine. But it's different, right? So here we'll put a star by things that are not in the Shulchan Aruch. Grapes from the stem. Sunflower seeds. These are my simchol yom.
Orange and mame.
What? Let's get to it. Okay. But let's finish this tip. For both sides, let's finish this tip.
Wait, orange is also right.
Oranges. The reason I'm not putting on oranges is because they're so close to something that will be in the Shulchan Aruch that I don't want to, you know, I'm not putting pistachios because they're kind of nuts. So I'm not going to put orange peels because the peels are going to be covered in the Shulchan Aruch. And should not follow. Right? But you're right. Yeah, I'll put oranges, but I have to rate them. Orange peels.
Wait, I mean, the hard shell not really means like almonds?
That's not green.
That's
what is that?
That's in our mold. You never eat walnuts in a shell? Rabbi
only said the green shell. It's not just me. Is it just me?
No, it's not.
Says the Mishnah Berurah of Dalit that the dummy can be talking about the kuli on the mortal shabbat klipa akasha, but everyone agrees you can kush it, wouldn't, right? Everyone agrees you can crack the wooden shell, that means the Mishnah Berurah. And even if there's a little papery thing underneath it, you can take that off also. Not all nuts have that. Peanuts have it, but they're not nuts. Almonds have a little, but we don't usually take them off.
You can buy blanched almonds for
me. Yeah, but you're right, almonds do. It could be more nuts have than I think, I just don't pay attention. Okay, so that's obviously mutter. Why he doesn't, he hasn't explained yet. Let us just get to the problem of the acronym. What's the problem of the acronym? That, what problem did the acronym have? The mugging around, the tiles, etc. What kasha did they have? Not from any mutter. That everyone ate kitnios and broke them with the pot on Shabbat. Now, as I think it's worth with that. Hey, now, because everyone would do it with their fingers like this. They say, the tema that everyone relies on the first day and doesn't do the total achmer. And then the answer would be, so I guess, achmer means the middle, not like the total achmer. Not such a tema. That's not the tema. The tema is not that people, and as a matter of fact, maybe you just say it was very hard for people to be machmer in their own, but the total achmer would be. The tema was everyone did it without a sheet. That might even be Nisra Raisa according to the Rambam, right? Upper. Everyone did it. My simple yom, everyone ate arvis and other things. And again, we never put arvis in the pot. Arvis is chicken. We never put arvis in the pot. But they grow in a pot. All legumes and grains grow in some sort of pot. Right? Everyone takes it out of the pot and jobs all the time without any shinoi, and no one said boo. Very strange, no? So that is what bothered everyone. What does he say here? B'tzorek Ian says the Magen Avraham, the Kol Olam Nohag in Hefter. How about the Tzorek Ian? Tzorek Ian Al Ha'olam Shenohag in Hefter Lishima. What's the Magen Avraham's answer? What's the Magen Avraham's answer? It's also quoted in the Mishnah Berurah. He said, quoted in the Mishnah Berurah as well. Exactly. Right, where was it? What? Yeah, that's the Magen Avraham. It's in the Mishnah Berurah. I forget which difference. That's the Magen Avraham. It's only edible pot. By the way, not everyone agrees with it. Vaguely, Kalpak is a different brief. I think it might have been long enough, Mr. Graffiti. He said, even edible pods are still polar. But we Paskin, like the Magen Avraham, if the pod is edible, that's no problem. It's Oka and Oka. Remember, Tisha is only Oka from polar or Master from Oka. Only two things different factors. Oka from Oka is not shy and shy. Otherwise, anytime you break anything apart into the pieces, it's ridiculous. Oka from Oka is not dumb. If edible, it's no problem. And Taka, we accept that if the pot is edible, it's no problem. The reason why this wasn't such a great answer is because that apparently people were also did it from pods that weren't edible. So the pod, it's not exactly clear what he meant. I read to you the pod, it wasn't clear what he meant. The Biralafa deals with the pod, says Magen Avraham with Pama. And he explained. I mean, people didn't even without a shinoi. Otherwise, it wouldn't be the tema. Like the first time, they found the din. It's not the end of the world. But tema, they violated the din. So at some point, he quotes the taz. Midibur etaz machma shenitkoi. Well, I don't know if that's supposed to be a true this. I don't know if that's supposed to be an answer for this. But here he deals with the taz, but he doesn't bring his answer to this question. What is the answer to this? What's the other answer to this question? The Bir Alach deals with it. He quotes the Magen Avraham. And he quotes the Elio Rabber brought the Maharash. And he says he doesn't even want to quote exactly what that what that means. So the
But the Maharash and the Maharil really answer this question because they're so desperate. They say that since it is attached, it's not Dosh. Okay, that's a big pitch, right? I mean, that was where they got their bearing for the Shita. That it's only Dosh when the clothes are not attached. But if the kidneys are attached, therefore it's not Dosh. Both and attached. Since it is.
Inside the pot.
Yes, that's what you're saying. Because it's attached inside the pot, it's not dust. Then it's also attached
to the ground. What do you mean inside the pot?
It's the peas in the pot. The little stems.
Attached, okay. That is a very, very big thing. What?
The pasta with the klipi yoroka was in there.
What about the klipi yoroka? That would also be a different four girl. So Lamaita, the Mishnah Berurah says for sure is Marah for true. The one of the world is good. What if it is? Not edible pot? You guys never holding the spoke. I know being spoke with people in the space. Hopefully not too many people were afraid from not and not edible pot without a shield. Sorry. Okay. So give me a second. That is a good point. So let's come back to that. There's a few other things that I want to mention before I go on to Shin Chav Aleph and to the Shmir Shabbat. The Mishnah Berurah also says here, and the Eger questions this a little, by the way. The Rebbe Akiva Eger asked this question. The first Rebbe Akiva Eger said, he says, what's the difference between the green and the wooden shell? If shell's off, if shell's off, he doesn't answer. But obviously, there is some sort of answer. The Magen Avraham at the end said, what did he say? The horse is peeling the peel off the barley after it's already out of the shell, out of the husk. That's for sure winter. The horse does actually seem to say that. He said, doesn't Rashi say that kotesh means you're peeling the wheat? What is the wheat of barley? Sorry, you know. Otherwise, that really ignores the reach of Eger. And says the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah agrees Okay, so healing. He doesn't say exactly what he's talking about. Apparently, before I guess we reject Rashi's quotation. It's not what quotation means. But it could even mean thing off the brand. I'm not sure. Maybe someone here is botany is better than mine. No, or the endosperm or something. Okay, someone should do some research and figure out exactly what it is. Anyway, says the Mishnah Berurah and Chafeth and the Magen Avraham based on the Purush Gemara. He says that if it's already out of the husk, healing the grain is mutter. He doesn't explain why. It's funny. Like, no one explains why some things are dust, some things aren't dust. Very mysterious. Okay, let's go to Shin Chav Aleph. And then we'll try and figure out what we can explain. And that ties back to this, et cetera. Let's go to Shin Chav Aleph. Ready? Shin Chav Aleph is based on Yerushalmi. We'll just start with the Ramah. The Ramah, the very end of Shin Chav Aleph. Shin Chav Aleph is really about lush. But at the end, as an agav, they bring something up here. Because of Yerushalmi, it mentions many different almost malacha. So it gets thrown in there. That's the Ramah, the end of Shin Chav Aleph. Ready? What? Shin Chav Aleph Yud Teh. But the last line, utter lickle of shum and salim, you're not allowed to peel garlic and onion. If you're doing it, stay for later. Of a lechel alter shari, but to eat it right away is mutter. Buying the elsim and your text. Okay.
If it's often due for later, but mutter due for right away, what avalacha does that mean it is?
Over.
Okay, what avalacha is it not?
Dust.
If it was dust, it would be after eating for right away. Right? So,
It is a little peculiar, as the Mishnah Berurah said there in Pei Gimel, Mishom Borer, and just like Borer is Motor Fitla Alter, so too this is Motor Fitla Alter. Okay, but feeling, no one had a happy news stuff. Mishnah Berurah says Borer, and therefore Motor Fitla Alter and Alter Lachert Man, right? Peeling green, how about peeling garlic and onions? You know, and I'm glad we put oranges there. Because I would say oranges are the same, maybe oranges are the same, maybe they aren't the same, right? What is the heter? Why are all these things not dosh? Either maisim chol yom or things that we have a makor from in the Gemara. Here we have shin yud pep. Here we have shin yud pep. Here we have shin chaf aleph. And lots of maisim chol yom. How come these things are not dosh? How come these things aren't dosh? So, let's start with peeling the what's pshat? So the now not every pshat is going to apply to everything. Says Rabbi Akiva Eger in Siman Shin Chof Aleph Umefarik Lo Habi. Why is it Umefarik, which is dash? That klipa b'teila la'apri, which comes from Mokin Rav Le'el, Shemin Shin Yotesim Kotin Ches, Shin Parko, Shibol and Adoga, Meir Shabbat, Mokta L'kalpo, Inch La'ram Le'el, Shemin Shin Yotes, Sif Kotin Ches. That's where we started, Shin Yotes, the Inch La'ram Ches. Says there, L'kali klipa, Shari, it's not Mepharik, the buckle of a dabka mechuberes ma'ov legabe ha'ochel. Meaning, let's take the peeling grain. That's a gemara. Why don't they copy top of a couple of holes? One of the ones, right? Forget it was. Someone remembers better than me. Would peel barley. Why is this mutter? Let's start with this. You know, who's, you know, can you help me out with this one? Says Rabbi Akiva Eger and says the Prima Gaudet, Shin Yotet, Eshal Abraham Chet, because each is only their two separate things. Like there's Tolet, which is besides the Ochel. A very thin stuck on layer doesn't count as a different thing. It's not a different thing. It's just like the other layer. That doesn't count as Disha. Disha, you need that a hush of Tolet that's a different piece. Like the hop. The hop with a sweeper Yeroka. That is a Gazunta Tolet. But you ever peel, peel an onion? What do you peel an onion? Take off the outer layer of the onion, right? Peel garlic, like a clove of garlic. You just take a little peel that's stuck on. I've never peeled barley, but I do the same thing. That peel is so small and so thin and stuck on that it's buckle is not considered effective as they have to, so it's not dark. Okay, that's one explanation.
Anyone see the...
That one applied enough to much.
Give me a second, okay.
Do we say that has to be miyad for a peeler or?
No, miyad is for the boker. All right.
Meaning you might feel powerful or is it easy?
So, what is. Why is peeling the grain not dutch? One theory is Rabbi Akiva Eger. And Rabbi Akiva Eger and and you see how much? No, let's see. Why is peeling not dosh? Rabbi Akiva Eger and the Prima Gaudim Eshel Avraham, not to be confused with the Eshel Avraham Chach, which is a separate pierce of the back from Rabbi Chach of the Gemara. This is the separate Eshel Avraham from Rabbi Chach, separate. The end of all our children are. This is the Eshel Avraham and Prima Gaudim. The name wasn't Avraham. He just wrote on the book Avraham called Eshel Avraham. And then to resolve, called Mishnah Zal. He said, because a thin stuck on peel is Batel La'Ochel, therefore it doesn't exist. If it doesn't exist, it's not Disha. You're not separating two things. It's Batel La'Ochel. Okay, that might help for oranges, right? Extra oranges, it's not quite as thin, but it's not quite as thick as some other things. Pretty thin, it's pretty soft. But I'll get it. It's not quite as thin as onions and garlic, but after. right? After it helped for orange, it wouldn't help for sunflower seeds, that's for sure, right? Wouldn't help for sunflower seeds. It wouldn't help for the hard shell of the nut. That's not something that's thin and muscle to the nut. That's bigger than the whole nut, like bigger than the actual edible part of the nut, right? So it wouldn't help for anything. It would help for something, right? Wouldn't help for grapes. But if you want, I guess you could say, you're going to say, oh, grapes aren't gorgeous. Right? So still start young, you know, I guess we can get away with things. Why grape? Because grape, maybe you say it's not forward enough in the first place. That's a sheep. It's not enclosed. Why do we need sunflower seeds? First of all, he wouldn't agree. But, I mean, are you guys talking to America? How does grapes and sunflower seeds? You break with your mouth, look over that, even more routinely than roughly at both of. So we're just going to make on the first day of the matter. There's what to talk about, right?
The one trying not
to. You know that's good.
What?
The one trying not to open with your.
Do that, I'm saying. I always wonder, like, this is the thing I wonder, like, what parallel in the legals? Like, you always open sunflower seeds with your fingertips, no? Rushy,
no, you put
one at a time. Like, you can't do it with your hand. So, but I don't know if that's a shoe knife, Rushy, as well. What? No, if you eat one, do one and eat it, one and eat it, one and eat it. I'm sure that's called math. How much you eat?
Like, if you guys want to dare doing it.
I
mean, the whole thing to like get out of
that. It's not different than the whole, right? Meaning the truth is even your mouth is not different than the whole. So sorry, young, let's say sorry, young, Gary Nim,
for now,
meaning sunflower seeds, no, ulai, nekroshinoi. It's unclear, like it's very different, you know, it's not different than whole. Sorry, young, anavim, ulai, ango. Well, right. That I think you get away with the oranges. Okay, that's one approach.
Grapes you get your.
I know great. Maybe it's not dust in the first place, not enclosed. I know them are great. Last I checked. Okay, yes.
Your shaman does call breaking the clove and the head of garlic. All right.
Yes.
Why?
Why? Because either because you're. You see, it's unclear. Is it referring to, you know, the clove also have field grain.
Yeah,
but I don't know if it's because it's been closed in that peel at the top.
It doesn't sound very possible.
What?
You said top?
No.
The top is just shallow. It doesn't really get shallow now.
No, but the top is like a solid piece.
Top is a solid.
There's a solid stem there.
You're saying you're separating the.
There's a real top. Okay. Another shot.
It's like you're thinking of.
What?
The kiss of you tell me that you're fighting on gosh, you got taken off the plant?
No. When you have a head of garlic, not a clove.
Yeah.
And you like
you crush it.
You break it off the
whole thing.
Yeah, now again, I know exactly what part. The Yeshua Ayin there. Yeshua Ayin exactly what part. It meant that I get up me of this. There's a certain amount of arousal.
Oh, I have seen your attack.
Who says you know you're allowed to peel on out of the nut, certainly on the nut, right? A kasha shall that go there. That's the top one, right? Where Kiva Eger does, and that's fine. Where Kiva Eger means that sardinia to your pet. And neither are Kiva Eger, nothing is a sardinia, right? The Rebbe Kiva Eger, Kinia with sardinia. So this is not really a bullet point.
We say it's not the
klipa,
the real
klipa,
the green
klipa. Ah, that's what Shulchan Aruch says. That is Shulchan Aruch Harav in Fim and Shin Yud Heh. He says only the outer klipa is a klipa. Once you make up the outer klipa, the rest is not dust. Dust is the outermost klipa. By definition, that's why you can steal the grain, because the husk is the outermost klipa. That's why you can. That way you can pick up the hard shell of the nut. The origin of the outermost klipa. That's what he said. Only outermost klipa is dust. Yeah, there's only one dust for each food. Taking it out of the outermost cell. Once you go to the outermost cell, the rest is not dust. Okay, that works perfectly for the klipa, which is why he said it. Klipa cut up. And also fine for everything that she has said, works fine for it. I know with the onions, though. It's not clear to me that.
I think when you peel the onion, you wrap the onion on the top. I looked up with the other onions, and I didn't see another shell on top of that. So start with the onion and the oranges. Start in the tzolom, which is in the shokanara, the tapuzim, which is in my simchol yom, the garinim also, that's the animal shell. There's no other shell. What else to start in? Okay, the grapes, you know, but you're going to say start in the garinim, but maybe that's a shinoi. The orange is definitely not a shinoi. The onion is definitely not a shinoi, right? The lamaisa, oh, of course, if you combine these two, then you're much better. Ah, maybe something that are there, their thin peel, which is bottled the item. So, okay. However, there's the famous hatcher of the Eglital and many others, which says, no. There's a rule of thought that's not found in the Rishonim and the Shulchan Aruch, but it's such a popular rule they didn't have to say so. What's the Eglei Tal rule? Only things which you do in the Sada are called dosh. Things you take off at home are not called dosh. Some people say things you take off when you eat them. Some people say things you take off at home. Things you take off at home are not dosh. Taking the grape off the stem, that's something you do at home. That's not dosh. That's eating. Killing the garlic, that's something you do at home. I know you can buy peeled garlic. That's not a standard thing. Peeling the onion, that's something you do at home when you eat it. I don't think it means like the moment you eat it. You might have it before you cook it, depending on how you want to prepare it, right? So you cook it one way, you do it this way. You cook it the other way, you do it that way. You know, that's your choice. Maybe that's also what they used to do for peeling the barley. No idea. Certainly the knot, you know, cracking the wooden shell of the knot. That's not something they do in this project. That's something you do at home. So, the said the Eglei Tal and Rav Moshe Feinstein, he is the, it's also found in the Footnish Rishas Kofasa, he has one line where he said, anything which, you know, you don't do in the field, that's not dosh. And many, many other acronym, right? I give you this footnote, he quotes many, many people. Chokas Yaakov quotes this, as Shiva Levi denies it. He's the only one I found who denies it. Now, lots of acronym just didn't say it. But the only, you have to be a late Akron to deny it, because you have to know all the people who say it, right? Meaning, you can't find it 300 years ago said by anyone. You have to know everyone who said it and then deny it. Okay, but the Shevet Alevi denies it. He also says, I don't think it applies to our cases, but he also says the principle draw. But that is what all the modern day posts can take as a Dover Pashut, except for the Shevet Alevi. They all take as a Dover Pashut. That but the prima godin left the Bitzarchion. The prima godin left the Bitzarchion, Rabbi Kiva Eger also left things like this Bitzarchion. And then he quotes like Hakel Shabbos, Ludachos. What does he say? He says that that it depends on the derech is to break them in the Sada or to break them at home. What does he say? The derech is, you don't have peanuts, to bring the peanuts home and crack them at home when you eat them, and therefore it is not considered disha, and that's what the Eglei Tal says, and that's what the Shutmar Shag says, and that's what he quotes in the Chavos Yaakov, and the Igris Moshe, etc., etc. Eglei Tal, Me'od, he says, anything you remove at home is not dosh. Okay, Shalom Yisrael. Dosh. Now, could you go back and say that's the justification that people did the Molilos? And then you say, I'm going against the Ramah, or not against the Ramah, I'm going against the. I mean, Molilos is the Gemara that's on it, right? So you're not going to say, what do you have to say? Ah, some of you are Molilos at home, but that's not normal, right? It could be that if you want to justify all these people, maybe the filthy, the ugly cow, Malilos, though they were normally done in the field, it's very rare to break them at home. But maybe these kidneys that were broken at home. So maybe that's a justification for, okay, The Egle Tau, you should think it Okimta. Okimta, the Hadderer, Limlo, Hitnios, Elo, Babayas. And once you say that, then it's no problem. And that explains almost all of these things, not all of them.
If you say that, you lose out. Then the Magen Avraham is not. And if you say the Magen Avraham's case was king of those Rabbis, then the Magen Avraham...
Correct. Correct. So that's, you have to pick your point.
I agree.
If you want to use the answer to Magen Avraham's copy, you have to admit that a lot of people are against it. Now, that's Mishnah Berurah also.
I'm going to make a lot of
people. I don't think the blessings were not as much. Yes, correct. So, Lemaita, almost all modern-day Poskim, Paskin, like modern-day Poskim, almost all posts can agree with the Egle Tau, wow. But not the Shevet HaLevi. The Shevet HaLevi says, I don't like the Egle Tau Chiddush. How am I going to explain everything? With some, you'll combine the Shevet HaRav with the Prima God and the Eshal Abraham, and you do the Eger. Okay, you'll throw something in the grip, and you work it out. You know, you make the Gari Nin do a Shinoi, that's only most of the Shinoi. But Lamais, we're not going to Shevet HaLevi. We assume that it's mutter, therefore, Gari Nim, you can even break open the Gari Nim without a Shinoi. You don't have to worry about what's a Shinoi, but is it a Shinoi? Because everyone knows you're supposed to eat Gari Nim from the shells at all. And pistachio nuts, right? You can open the pistachio nuts without a Shinoi. Everyone knows you're supposed to break open the pistachio nuts, but we found Hakosha. At home, that's why you peel oranges, etc. All these things which you normally peel at home are not the fault. Gosh, we pumpkin like the Egle Tau. Here we get just a few controversies, which I have a fight with a lot of other rabbis about this because I'm too modern reformist and not traditional enough. All my friends who are much more traditional rabbis say, it says right here the three talks go up and every posting book of Shevet HaLevi. That peanut, you're allowed to break open peanut on Shabbos because peanut, you break open at home, not in the factory. And that's what it says in the Poskim. So that's what it says in the Poskim, that's what it says in the Poskim. And the Shevet HaLevi points out already that, hold on, maybe things change with peanuts. I think when I was a kid, if you came home and said, I bought peanuts, that I went to Oster Island and bought peanuts. Your kids would expect, or your wife would expect peanuts in the shop. That means buy peanuts. You can actually buy a specialty item and buy Planters peanuts, which are already shelled, and that's an expense, especially if I'm the kid. You would tell them, I bought peanuts without shell. But if you think about peanuts, you bought peanuts with the shell. Nowadays, you tell me, people who go to Oster Island and believe these such things, ShopRite, whatever they call it, right? Yeah. Do they sell peanuts and shells? No, only they will be a place that has eight different kinds of every like you, they'll have peanuts in the shell. But if especially I have peanuts in the shell, baseball game. It's basically, I come home and I say peanuts, I bought peanuts, you expect peanuts now. Unless I say, oh, I bought peanuts with a shell, it sounds like really new and different. So Garden and Juggle, when they're nowadays the peanut has the Gary Nim has by having it in the shell. But
it's the animal sleep.
What?
And it's the animal sleep.
The animal sleep. The you don't maintain, I don't want to say the walnut bacon, but not the animal sleep. But the peanut thinks the walnut's the normal, okay? The peanut, the Achronim invented this heter based on a Torah that I'm not convinced is true anymore. Now, you can be like, every Achron says differently. We're robed as men, that there are both ways, etc. I'm not even sure. You know, when did they fill the derech to bring peanuts home in the shell?
Ball games are for fans.
It's
not mukka. It's still not like we see from the fact that in the ball
game. Why are you talking about the play? What, only insane people roll the wheels? They vote for Peter Tilton to cut them and want to be mocked on itself? Obviously, rolling is just not the usual. I have trouble understanding how peanuts are less common than molten molecules.
No, because molten molecules you have to eat right away for it to be fresh, for it to, you to be able to eat it. And therefore, on Yom Tov and Shabbos, you have to be molten molecules as opposed to in peanut, It is.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, it's a big machlokes. Adayom was there. What to do about peanut? It's a big machlokes. What to do about peanut? Lemaista, I think all the other rabbis in this kolo who are more charis than I am say that all the big machlokes. Okay, that's not the only person. Peanuts are mutter, and peanuts are mutter. So many people say peanuts are mutter. I am very skeptical that I can't remember it. And maybe I don't go to volume. First of all, in Israel, they don't have baseball games. And I think your baseball game really that's a very, very unique kind of setting. I would not want to be matter peanut. Now, chigali, there's two reasons why I have peanut. One reason is my daily tolerance. I'm not my friend said the Eagle Tolerance. I accept the Eagle Tolerance.
I have a follow up. Those big peanut factory told me they shall know who them in the factory. What do you mean they shall know?
And he wants to make things even like half and half of them. You know, let's make a speech on them. I want to be more than today. Tell me half to be mother at 64 and 73. You could say 99% to 1%. I just have a lot of trouble saying that. Mentioned, you know, I don't know if you count that, but you know, the peanut butter out of, you know, you know, how the peanuts in the candy bar. And again, stop me when I go around and leave here. I can only buy peanuts without a shell. What does that mean? Peanuts in a shell is a specialty item. I need a psyche, and then I count the cover. Baruch Hashem actually is a cover. Safer. We're in Shiva together, like 3 years older than me, if I'm not mistaken. Even when we're in Shiva together, I was like a regular Shiva guy. He wasn't proper young yet. He was, the one guy in the Shiva who's smarter than everyone else and, you know, was going to be a double someday. So he said, you know what? Do it with Shiva for update for Osaf. Mother Anger didn't anyway. But don't do it without a peanut because he doesn't think the English will apply. But me as Dicey, I think we should be macro like we're known. Okay, you know what? Since maybe they have to apply and the Anger didn't, it's Mother Bashidai. So you don't do the total hacker. You can skip the total hacker and be so much on the McKeel. And skip the total hacker. You can do it for Rusty at phone stuff. But that usually you don't do it for Rusty. I don't know how you crack it up. How do you crack it up?
Are they ready?
What? Exactly. So don't do that. Do for Rosh Hashanah. Okay, well, I'm going to buy you not very true. I know you're going to have to miss on Shabbos because the proof that I'm right is you're never going to have a Shabbos because there's no real ball games on Shabbos. Right? And when are you going to have peanuts on Shabbos? In one case, your whole life may have peanuts on Shabbos, which proves that I'm right. Then I think you should be mocked for Rosh Hashanah. Net of Shara. You don't have to do a total hacker. I'll exempt you from the total hacker. Do for Rosh Hashanah. Okay, the other interesting question is what about Edamami? Right? Anyone ever eat that umami?
Something like that.
And umami is soybean. Right? Now, obviously, 99.9% of all soybeans are shelled in the factory and then made into everything that you could possibly imagine. Right? I mean, soy is very, very, very common ingredient. But on the other hand, when you eat soybeans at home, you usually buy them in the in the shell. I haven't gone to the supermarket to check. I've only I'm cheating a little if I hardly ever go to the supermarket. But I know that I do check my kitchen at home. You know, my wife comes home from the supermarket. She often buys it in the freezer section and umami in the pot, and then you steam it and you put salt in it and then you eat it. And if you put it in a wooden bowl, then it's fancy Japanese. Like in a Japanese restaurant, they will put it in a wooden bowl and charge you $20. And at home, just get it from your $5 and put it in a ceramic bowl. But same thing. I don't know if they sell an umami bean, soybean, like in the freezer section, just the bean. They do? Okay.
It's also edible,
no?
Isn't
it? Is it
edible?
You're edible plain without cooking.
What?
Yeah, they
pot also?
No,
the pods are edible, but they sell the beans that are
what?
They sell the beans, just the bean and frozen
section. They sell the beans, but the pods are edible. Anyway, the mice of the edamame, I can hear kind of saying, you know what? The fact that they post soy and everything, and you get a hamburger and soy, et cetera, maybe that doesn't count. When you actually eat soybeans, you probably buy the in the shell more than you buy them out.
I don't know if that makes any sense, but it says that edamame are young soybeans that are harvested before they ripen the harvest. So maybe they are excluded from the category.
The beans themselves are different kinds of beans. And it seems to be that more people buy them in the shell than out of the shell. It seems to be that more people buy them in the shell than out of the shell. But I think there would be more of us guarded if you make a lot of edamame than if you make a lot of peanuts. And Vaharaya, when was the last time you cracked a peanut out of the shell at home?
Never.
When was the last time you cracked an edamame out of the shell at home?
2 weeks ago. I don't remember how many weeks ago.
Once in a while. So I think by the edamame, now also when we crack the edamame, I think most people use their fingertips anyway. How do you crack edamame?
With your mouth.
Or with your fingertip. So by edamame, there's much more to make. But number one, most people might do machinery anyway. Like, no one cracks it like this. If I recall, you either use your fingertip or you do it like already did. So maybe there's more of a machinery, and I'm sure that has nothing to do with how anyone would do it in a factory. That's, a machinery. That might not even be the way chefs would do it in the kitchen if they were like preparing 100 of them. And now again, it's ma'ak brushy post up. So, like the crack open a whole bowl, you might not have to eat. You do it and you eat it one at a time. So, you eat it one at a time, you have the pinoy, and maybe the egg lay calls more shaya. So, by edamame, there's certainly more to be comfortable with. By the way, I did a quick Google. There's no front of edamame. But I did a quick Google of the sort of hospice agencies and website, and sort of half. So it might also be because I make sure you do it with machinery, which is not hard, which is not so hard, do it one at a time or update both over your camera. But there's probably more room to make a little.
That's going to be referring to other reasons for the peanut, one by one.
So, one of the things that anything you do one by one is called a Shabbat, but none of the acronym agree with that. And what's the other one?
Another touch.
Yeah, but that is also like very not mainstream. I guess maybe other set of hot dogs, who knows? Lemaisa, everyone's doing what they want. But in my opinion, I think that the peanuts are tricky. Peanuts and edamame are somewhat questionable, unlike garinim. Peanuts and edamame are somewhat questionable. Peanuts are much more questionable than edamame. And it was at least for peanuts, I think, because I, like Ramon says, to do it with a Shinoi, Kat Nira Laanios, Kat Nira Laanios Daiti Hakusha. Okay, that's what it seems. To me. That I think it would be Kadai Makmir, but again, lots of people think I'm wrong, so everyone should do, whatever they think is right. You can follow me, or you can follow what's wrong. I respect your decision. Either way. Okay. Yes.
According to this, isn't much of to take garlic out of the cloves negative Yushalmi? But the Yushalmi said that now everyone takes it from the cloves.
So how about breaking? First of all, I don't know how you can break garlic on the clove of shops. You mean after they cook it?
No, people in the kitchen use your piccolo, like on the grill. On the bench. It's something you do in the restaurant.
I'm not sure about where it's piccolo. Like if it's a high dark.
Right. What exactly is the taste there, right? The
mushroom is associated is that you're cutting off first ratio.
Right. He clearly means something here. So what does he say here? And he quotes the Orca Shabbos. Did I bring my Orca Shabbos? What I did, that's why I brought my Orca Shabbos. He quotes the Orca Shabbos, who make out, even though that's not what it sounds like, about the garlic. You heard this from, Orca Shabbos is pretty wrong, right? He's make out, says you can take the garlic off the head. You heard this from Rav Peretz.
And what does he say? He says, because they're great help. You're doing it at home. You're doing things with great.
You don't even like, you don't like come home. You don't come home to the supermarket and do it at home and then store it somewhere. You do it when you're ready to eat it or to prepare it for you. You know, depending on exactly how you want to eat it.
Of you shall me. So he says, and it sounds like that he's Rishami, because otherwise, what's the rosh, right? What's the top? So he wants to, he has an answer to Rishami. I'm not sure if I if I'm given by the answer to Rishami. He says that that's talking about preparing ground up shum, which is more of a real life Shabbos, and therefore even the first day of Malach Shabbos. So Sarkin Gadol, his explanation of the of Shami, but Lamaisa means another explanation to Shami. The tricky part is that the Makaber actually doesn't quote this Shami, right? So it's hard to know what that means. You know, maybe we don't hold like that Shami. Or maybe that Yerushalmi is, again, I'm not sure what else we're going to be talking about, but Lamaita, I think it's Makovel that we are making all against the Shat Mashmash of Yerushalmi, and we can take it off the head on Shabbos as well. Okay. That was the first half of Shir. Zaki.
If walnuts, the common cow, if you go with the sugar.
It's interesting. Walnuts, if you say the heifer walnut, the eggly cow, then you wonder, like, walnuts in the shell is also a specialty item now, right? You can only buy walnuts in the shell. I only found walnuts in the shell with two conditions. Before Pesach, in Haredi supermarkets. Why? Because it's an Indian for kids to play with walnuts on Pesach. And I would go to the Haredi supermarket before Pesach to buy walnuts in the shell. Because when I was a kid, it was a big part of our Pesach to get walnuts in the shell. And it makes me feel like, you know, in Pesach when I was a kid. There's certain things that I need if I take the 100 kids. So I get, you know, makes sense. That's, so I would go to Haredi, I mean, it's not the only thing about Haredi supermarket, you know, 99% of what I buy. But also, to get the, well, even if they're real cost positions, you know, I would go to get the walnut in the shell. So you got, if the head of the walnut is to the ugly pal, then maybe now they can walnut should also be up there. Not the walnut, and we can call it that shit. And once you pay the Shabbat Haram as a whole, unless you're the Shabbat Haram, you can't do what correct.
If you're the Shabbat Haram, are you allowed to use that in the nutcracker?
Yeah, why not?
No, the whole way of the game.
You pay the Shabbat Haram one.
Is it
winter with
how much you pay times a day?
Right.
For a month, that's a big free. Oh, right.
Not to pay times a day. Anyway, so sorry, you know, I think everyone's still make on the walnuts. Why is everyone make on the walnuts? Maybe because they also hold the Shulchan Aruch around. They also hold the Shulchan Aruch around. That's not so posh. Because you can't do the walnuts with the Shina. It doesn't work for our faith, but also, right?
You need a walnut crack.
What?
You need the crooked walnut crack.
I mean, you don't need the walnut crack. Only for your lap.
Are you talking about the hard putters?
So the wooden one, yeah.
Because there are two things in the walnut.
We're opening the green shell.
Hard. Yeah. You know, if you have two, you just crush them in your hand and then one cracks the other.
Right.
That might be your day strength.
I found on this website that they say that 10% of peanut crop is sold at the shell of peanut.
Really?
10%?
That's not
me at all.
Outside of America,
what?
And you have to be the fact that that's like,
I don't know, I never see it. I've never seen a peanut in a shell.
I don't know.
With peanut factory,
that's very little, I know. No, even 10%. Like, is that more than the weevils? You never have any more than the weevils, you know. All right, Sarfian, I'm still going for everyone. Okay, we didn't really get to the second half of the shiur is about the pita. Okay, one of these days we're gonna have to start moving faster. The
Okay, let us mention one thing with prunettes.
Not ready. Problem with grapes cutting off a smaller piece of the grapevine from the big cluster, not taking it directly.
No, longer than that should for sure not be easy.
Because you're leaving
the grape that has to the stem. So I think that should for sure not be easy.
Problem of nearer to close there? Or what's the potential?
Not near to close. No.
Yeah.
Certainly thought left there if you coax it in case there are not. When you're just taking apples off a branch of a tree, that just doesn't happen to happen to be on a tree.
Anyway, okay. We did not get up to Tchita, but we're going to have to in the next year really speed through. There's a lot of geschmack stuff in Tchita. We have perhaps 1 minute. We'll point out, what does the Gemara say? Which Tchita is the Raita? What? Now, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't start out saying what's the Raita, what's the Rabbah, right? In Shincha. Zeitim Anam, like the Raita, everything else is Durabanan, and the Shabur Sashav Shincha. Zeitim Anam, also the Sachan. Vasokhan, Chai, Misha Mepharik, or Chai, Misha Mepharik, who told the Dush. But other things, like Kutim Brimonim, the Mishnah says in Gavin Hay, are Asur Rabbanan, Asur Zeitmanav, and only speaking Zeitmanav the right and everything else the Rabbanan. Okay, why are only Zeitmanav the right and everything else me de Rabbanan? Why? What's the difference? Big my focus. Says, well, what do you think? What do you think? Why are Reis Manav the Raisa and two the Rimona and everything else the Rabbana? Or both? Because that's the normal thing to do with them. I mean, normal is supposed to be abnormal, but that's the usual thing to do with them, right? Says Rashi. Ruva Skita Kaimu. Okay, says really you usually squeeze them, right? That is something you usually squeeze, and that's why it is the Oraisa. Okay. So Rashi says what's unique about Zeitim Anavim, that's really what the Mishabura is have like. Says the Mishabura. In Zipan Hey. Also, the spoken other things. Asher Shamay Omnu Achiva, whole mix of them. So close on this one, because some people squeeze them. It's Asher Yarbanan, Atu Zaytim Ba'anabin. Right? That's the whole thing. Like most of them squeeze them. It's the right thing. Both of them squeeze them. It's Yarbanan. Okay, according to that, what should oranges be? So,
right?
Yeah.
Oh, squeeze oranges.
But not
at home.
Right?
What? At home,
yeah.
No, because that's not at home. And at home, squeeze olives. You need very seriously for that.
Okay. We'll have to. 6:45. Dinner.
Cheer at the Meyer, which we have made it. So I'll have to pick up this conversation with Mirza Shem next month and see. This really applies to the question of what rock and make on our trees, right? Approach of this, what rock should you make on our trees? Because what's unique about this land of him? That they're not at all. That.
And what do we call something that you don't usually squeeze? Zeya Ba'alma, right? The Gemara says you squeeze fruits, the other fruits is Zeya Ba'alma. So maybe it's a matter of what's usual, what's not, but we'll have to pick up with this Amir Tzavshem. Okay, Amir Tzavshem next month, and I wish everyone a Gemara Kseima Tova and a good Yontif, and I'll see you Amir Tzavshem next month. For all the Americans, a Gemara Kseima Tova. You'll get the last words,
yeah.